Okay. Good morning. Hope you're all doing well. I wanted to share with you a new vart, a new yesod. Definitely you're reflective of the times, but something special for Shvi Shel Pesach, in Yana Deyoma, definitely Mahalach can have to deal with Hanhaga of Hashem, and I really hope that you'll enjoy it. I hope you'll enjoy it and you'll learn it. And again, it's fresh. I think it's Ois Kahalten, but hopefully we could do it together. There's a Gemara in Saita on Daf Lamed Zayin. It begins on Lamed Vav on Mid Beis, picks up on Lamed Zayin. And the part that I'm going to say over now, I think all of us are familiar with, and that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But I'd like to analyze the sheet of Rabbi Meir. Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yam Suf. They're ready to go into the Yam. The Mitzrayim are chasing behind them. The Yam is in front of them. And it's a very difficult matzav. The Rabbi Yehuda says, Zeh oimer an ein ani yored tchila layam. This Shevet says, I'm not going to go into the Yam first. The other Shevet says, I'm not going to go in first. Nobody wants to take the leap. Nobody wants to take the jump into the Yam Suf. So what does Hashem do? So what does Nachshon ben Aminadav do? Kofatz Nachshon ben Aminadav, he jumps into the Yam Tchila. And then his Shevet goes after him, etc. That's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. I think we're all familiar with it. But before that in the Braisa, Rabbi Meir says that wasn't what happened. Rabbi Meir says, and listen to this Lashon, Ksha'amdu Yisrael al Hayam. When Klal Yisrael is standing by the Yam Suf, Shva hoyu shvatim manatzchim zen zeh. Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin were fighting with each other. Who's going to have the schus to jump in first? Zeh Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that, Rabbi Meir says that this one says, Shevet Yehuda says, Ani yore tchila layam. The next one says, Binyamin says, Ani yore tchila layam. Each one is saying, I'm going to go in first. And what happens? Kofatz shivto shel Binyamin. The Shevet of Binyamin jumps in, the whole Shevet runs into the Yam first. And Yehuda gets so upset that Binyamin took this away from them. Bahayu sorry, Yehuda roifim him, my son. They started to stone them. Says the Gemara, because of Binyamin's Mesiris Nefesh, that they ran into the Yam, they were zoichet to become the Ushpizim for the Shechem. So look this up, this is in all of your Gemara Soitas, beginning Lamed Beis, Amud Beis, ending Lamed Zayin, Amud Aleph. So what's going on over here? If I could just ask whoever's calling in on the phone, if you don't mind muting your phone, I would really appreciate it. So we have over here, all of the Shvatim are fighting. Each one says, I want the Schus to jump in first. I want the Schus to run in first. It wasn't about not running in. Each one says, I want to go in. And what happened? Binyamin runs in first and Yehuda stones Binyamin. That's the Shita of Rabbi Meir. And what does Binyamin get as the schus? Binyamin gets as the schus that the Beis HaMikdash is built in his chelek. Now Tosfos over here on Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph brings down a mashal. Tosfos says that this is found in the Mechilta, and the Mechilta brings a mashal to explain this. What's the mashal? The mashal to a king, a Melech Basa Vadam, who had two children, an older son and a younger son. The king says to the older son, I want you to wake me up, but wake me up 3 hours into the day. He tells the younger son, I want you to wake me up, but I want you to wake me up by night, first thing in the morning. The younger son comes to wake up the father, and the older son says, what do you think you're doing? He doesn't want to get up until 3 hours into the day. He says, but my father said I should wake him up by night. They're getting into this fight, when, and they start arguing with each other. They're making such a ruckus that the king wakes up. So the king says to them, he sees that their faces are fired up, their faces are red from the fight. Nina Rabiyam, Amar Lahen Banai, both of you just want to do my ratzon. The one who says I should wake up 3 hours into the day is because you want to do my ratzon. The one who says who wanted to wake me up by Neitz Acham, it's because he wanted to do my ratzon. Both of you are going to get schar. To the younger son, Binyamin, that you went, you were the one who came early. You're going to be zeicher that the Beis HaMikdash is built in your chelek. And Yehuda, you're going to be Zarka, that you're going to get Malchus. By Klal Yisrael, Malchus is going to be yours. That's the mashal that Tosfos brings, and this is the Schal. I want to ask you three kashas on this mashal. Kasha number one, we're all very intelligent people, at least most of us. Why do we need a mashal? We see in the Gemara, Binyamin says, I want to go in first. Yehuda says, I want to go in first. They argue with each other. Hashem gives them schar. Why do I need the mashal of the melech with the two children? The only reason you ever bring a mashal is if you want to explain something better, so you use a mashal to explain it clearer. What wasn't clear in the story that we needed a mashal? That's kasha number one. Kasha number two is that the mashal isn't so accurate. In the nimshal with Yehuda and Binyamin, each one is saying, I want to be the one to do it. In the story, the brothers weren't arguing as to who gets to wake up the king. They were arguing as to what the right time is to wake up the king. Should I wake up the king first thing in the morning, or does the king want to be woken up later on? It's not about whom, it's about when. It's about the what, it's about the when. So the mashal is not even so accurate. And third of all, is if you go with this mashal, so the machloikus between the two brothers is what time? So why is the chiluk in schar that one gets the Beis HaMikdash and the other one gets Malchus? How does that correspond? What's the midah keneged midah, to doing it first thing or to doing it later in the day? So that's what we want to come to be Mavar, and there's a Nitziv. He doesn't ask the kashas, but he, in his shorthand way, the Nitziv, if you want to look it up, it's in Vezais HaBracha, in his beer called, in the Hamek Davar, in his beer called Harchev Davar. And it's Mamish Hafla of a fellow. In the Perek Lamed Gimel, in Vezois HaBracha, he says like this, I'll speak it out, the print's too small for me to read this here. Says the Netziv, there are two types of Hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has with his world, with us, with the Bria. One Hanhaga is what we call a Hanhaga al Derech HaTeva. The other Hanhaga is what we call a Hanhaga al Derech HaNeis. And both of them are different Hanhagas. The Derech Klal, the Hanhaga is Hanhaga al Derech HaTeva. Sometimes it's a different Hanhaga. The Hanhaga is what we call a Hanhaga Nisis. It's a Hanhaga al Derech Neis. When do we get each one? And what is the right Hanhaga? Let's just go to the Mashal for a minute. Says the Netziv, when do kings wake up in the morning? Anybody remember from the Maseches Brachos days? When does a king normally wake up? What time? The Mishnah says in Brachos that the B'nai Malachim usually get up 3 hours into the day. 3 hours into the day, that's when the B'nai Malachim get up. So the normal time, we'll call it the Derech HaTeva, or a Melech, is to get up 3 hours into the day. To get up an Eitz Hacham, I don't think it's only a Melech. I think many of us could relate to that. Sometimes requires a L'mayla Miderech HaTeva. So he says, when Tosfos brings the Mashal and says that the machlokes between the sons, one said the father said I should wake him up, which means we should see his Hanhaga 3 hours into the day. They're saying that the king wants to appear onto the world scene in a Derech HaTeva Dika Hanhaga. And that's why it's Dafka 3 hours into the day. The one that says Netzachama means that right now the king wants to be woken up, the king wants to appear in a Hanhaga that's Shaloh Al Pi Derech HaTeva. And that was the machlokes that they had. Says the Netziv that he says that the schar is also corresponding to this, meaning the Beis HaMikdash is filled with nisim. There was a nes with the Eish HaMaracha. The Gemara in Yuma says there were five nisim with the Eish HaMaracha. There were so many different nisim in the Mishnah. And others said there were 10 nisim every day in the Beis HaMikdash. There was nes after nes after nes. That's when we saw in a derech of nes and an oifen of nes the Anhaga of Hashem. And then there's also Anhaga al Derech HaTeva. When does Klal Yisrael get a king? When do we get Malachim? When are we entitled to a Melech? We get a Melech when we say, like the Pesukim say in Parsha Shoftim, we want to be like all the Goyim. We want to be just like everybody else as a Melech. We also want to be able to have a Melech. So in the Mashal and the Nimshal. Again, I just want to, Yehuda, that says, Yehuda holds that the Hanhaga of Hashem needs to be a Hanhaga al pi darach hateva. And we'll see soon how that was Hanhaga al pi darach hateva. So he's the brother who wants to wake up the king 3 hours into the day when it's normal for kings to wake up. And what does he get? He gets Malchus. Because Malchus is when Klal Yisrael runs al pi darach hateva. We have a king, v'chulu v'chulu. Then you have a different Hanhaga, which is Hanhaga al pi darach neis, which is the Hanhaga of the Beis HaMikdash. What was Yehuda saying? If Yehuda wanted to run into the Yam, why didn't he run in? Says the Netziv an amazing thing. If you look at the Psukim in Parshas Beshalach, there was an eastern wind that was blowing strongly, an easterly wind that was blowing to split the Yam. The Ruach Kadem Aza Kol HaLayla slowly but surely was breaking the sea open. Yehuda held that if you would just be patient and wait, that will finish the job and the entire sea is going to split. Nobody's going to have to go through. Again, the Pasuk says that an entire night there was an easterly wind that was drying up the sea. It was coming from the opposite direction. So where they were standing, it wasn't dry yet. Yehuda says it's better if the sea will split al pi derech hateva, which means we'll allow the easterly wind to finish the job and split the sea. Binyamin says nothing doing. There's still water here. We've got to run in and force the nace to happen. Al pi derech neis, force it to split al pi derech neis, and when that will happen, so then we'll be entitled. Through Mesiris Nefesh, you're entitled to Nisan, the Gemara Brachas on Daf Chav, that when somebody's Meister Nefesh, he's entitled to Nisan, and that's what they were doing. So the machlokes between Yehuda and Binyamin, who should go in? Yehuda held that they should go in, but we need to wait until Shalosh Shais. We need to wait until the king is ready to get up, al pi derech hateva, until the easterly wind finishes blowing apart the Yam Sof. Binyamin holds, no, needs to happen al derech neis. That's the way the Netziv is masbir this machlokes. And what I'm asking is, so what are they arguing about? What is the svara that it should be? Why are they fighting with us so much? Why is Binyamin going with Mesiris Nefesh to force an ace? And why is Yehuda insisting that it happen al pi derech hateva? How do we understand this in a little bit of a deeper way? So we'll begin with something we say every single day in Maidan. Every day in Maidan, we're talking about, we thank Hashem, Naidalacha, Unasapeti, Lasacha, Acheena, Masurim, Biyadacha, Va'al Nisacha, Shabachol Yemiman. In Maidan, we thank Hashem for the Nisim that He does for us every day. And I challenge you, how many Nisim happened to you today? By me personally, it was a pretty al pi derech hateva day. The sun didn't set in the middle of the day. Waters didn't split in my house. The water certainly didn't turn to blood. What was the nisim that happened? And we all know, so what is the answer to that? The answer is everything that happens, all of teva is really nisim. And that's the way your Rav Tzadik explains it. I saw this in two places. One is in the Sefer Divrei Seferim, where Rav Tzadik says, "Al nisach shabachol yom imanu, hey nisim hanisim anistarin, shashem yizbarach oisei imanu b'chol yom, she'eno behisgalud b'shidu dat teva." I'm referring to the nisim when Hashem is mamash overtaking teva and doing things shalai al pi derech hateva. But we're thanking Hashem for the nisim that is teva, that expresses itself in something called teva. The Tzaddik also writes this in Pre Tzaddik and Chanukah, Kimat, the same Lashon, where he talks about the fact that a Yid who's a Maimon believes that everything that happens up Pi Derech Neis is all that happens up Pi Teva is really Hashem's Nisim. He says, the Yesh Lama Shazer Sha'imim Bebirkas Haida. This is what we say in the Bracha of Maidim, Ba'al Nisacha Shabachol Yamimanu, Mipnesha Be'emes, Hakol Nisim, Shakol Yad Hashem Yizbarach Isa. There's nothing that's really teva. We know this, you said. But I want to bring it home a little bit with a Gemara in Tainus and a beer of the Ben Ishchai. The Gemara in Tainus, very famous Gemara, all of us, I'm assuming, know this Gemara, on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. The Gemara tells us numerous maises with the Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa, and one of these maises was involving the daughter of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. He meets his daughter one Friday night, and he sees that she's sad. Chag Beis Shimshi, one Erev Shabbos, He sees his Zodchazi Lebrate, she was sad. He says to her, Biti, Lamaya Tzivas, you've got to be happy. Why are you sad? Amra Lei, she says, I'll tell you why. Instead of using oil to light the candles, by mistake I used vinegar. Kli shel chametz nischalek li b'kli shel shemen, v'hidlakti mimenu or l'shabbat. He says to his daughter, what do you care? All of us know this Gemara. The same one who tells oil to burn, tells vinegar to burn, and Ataka ended up burning an entire day all the way until Matzah Shabbat. That's the Gemara. Comes the Ben Ish Chai and asks Akasha. He has a sefer called Ben Yoyada on Agaritas, and he says, he doesn't understand the daughter of Rav Chanina ben Daisa. What was she concerned about? What was she worried about? It's clear in the Gemara that it lit. Try an experiment later tonight. Take vinegar, put a wick inside the vinegar, and light it. It's not going to burn. Vinegar doesn't burn. In her case, the vinegar was burning. The vinegar was burning. Behit lakti. She's upset. She doesn't say that I wasn't able to light, that it didn't catch. She's upset. She says, I lit it. I lit Neiris Shabbos with vinegar. So what's she nervous about, says the Ben Ish Chai. She's nervous that it's not going to light, but it did light. So the Hechel, she was already zoicha to the Neis. That's the kasha of the Ben Ish Chai. Why is she upset? What's she upset about? It worked. The Neis happened. She sees that the vinegar is burning. Does the Ben Ish Chai something tremendous? Of course she realized that a Neis happened. And she was Malumet Benisim. She understood Nisim big time. She grew up with Nisim in her home. She saw this with her mother. She saw it with her father. There were so many Nisim in the house of Rabbi Chanina ben Daisa. So what is she concerned about? What she's concerned about is she knows the Gemara that says that a person shouldn't rely on Nisim. A person shouldn't have Nisim happen. Because when Nisim happened to a person, it uses up Slosin. That's the concern. She wasn't upset that maybe it wouldn't burn. She realized that it is burning. But that's gufa what got her upset. She's using up Slosin. She's relying on Nisim, something she never wanted to do. And that's the way the Ben Ish Chai is masbir the Gemara. So what is Rav Chanina ben Daisa saying better to her? So what Rav Chanina ben Daisa is saying to her, L'chaira, is like this. When is there a problem on relying on a Nes? When a person is used to things working with Teva, that when we view Teva, we view that as the reality, we view that as the Metzias, then I can't rely on a Nes because I'm like bringing something from a higher place. I'm using up something from a higher place. Rav Chanina ben Daisa says, but you know that that's not the way we view things in our home. In our home, Mishaimer L'shemen v'yadvet, Yomer L'chaimetz v'yadvet. By us, oil burning is the same Nes. We never talk about Teva. Never Teva. Nothing is ever supposed to happen unless Hashem decrees that it should happen now. So for us, there's no problem on relying on a Nes. That was a tremendous, tremendous yesod. Relying on a Nes is a problem if somebody is used to being Samech on Teva. Then I can't opt for the other Mahalach, for Shalom Al-Pi Derech HaTeva, for Lamaylo Mi Derech HaTeva. But that's not what's going on here, Bechlau. Misha'im al-Shemen v'yadlet. It's the same Nes that happens when Shemen, you know that, my daughter. So don't be afraid if it's Chaimetz v'yadlet. By us, there is no Chilah. I don't want to keep on hammering this Nakuda, but it's a tremendous Yisrael. Just one more thing, because the Rav Tzadik himself, in Parshas Va'era, he learns this way, pre-Tzadik. He quotes the Gemara in Chulin with Rav Chanina ben Daisa. Actually, with the Rabbi Chanina, I should say. The Gemara says, on Zayin Amud Beis in Chulin, the Gemara says that there were witches that wanted to cast some sort of a spell on Rabbi Chanina. And the Gemara over there says that Rabbi Chanina was laughing at them. He says that Enoid Movada, since there's nothing besides Hashem, you can't do anything unless Hashem wants it to happen. Correct the Gemara, what do you mean? But there is a power called witchcraft. And there's the Gemara, Shiny Rav Chanina, who had biggest chosim. His chosim were very big. The Chara, and the Rav Tzadik asked that. So why did Rav Chanina say it's after Enoid Movada? Why didn't he say it? It's because he had a lot of chosim. But the Pshat is like this, says Rav Tzadik, by Rabbi Chanina. His chosim were that he viewed everything. He didn't look at anything as teva. When the sun got up in the east in the morning, it says, oh, Hashem's making a nace. Everything is shalai al pidarach teva. That's the way he views the world. Since he views everything in the world as nisei Hashem, so he has so many schosim that he could get nisim left and right. Teva won't ever, he's never tapping into a higher source when he takes a nace, shalai al pidarach teva. Why? Because there is no such thing as darach teva. Everything is just nisim from Hashem. Okay, so where we go? We ask the Kasha, according to the way the Netziv explains the machloikas between Shevet Yehuda and Shevet Binyamin, that Shevet Yehuda wanted Kriyas Yamsuf to happen al pi derech hateva, and it was on the way there, Hashem was bringing this easterly wind. Binyamin said, nothing doing with Mesiras Nefesh, Binyamin's running in, so that it'll happen shalai al pi derech hateva, and that's the way he explains the Mashal and the Nimshal. What's the machloikas? So let's begin like this. Everything that happens in the world, let's just get all the facts. Everything that happens in the world is a nes from Hashem. Al nisecha shebechol yamimanu. There are nisim galuyim and there's nisim nistarim. How does a person live? How does a person realize that everything that happens is taka and nes? So the Ramban told us at the end of Bayit. All of us are familiar with the Ramban. Just to read this lashon. Umin hanisim hagaluyim hamafusamim. When a person sees the revealed and mefursim dekenes from Hashem, are the maida benisim hanistar. When a person sees the nisim galuyim, hears about the nisim galuyim, then that allows him to realize, oh, if Hashem is the one who breaks the teva and can manipulate teva as he wants, then all of teva really is Hashem. As the Ramban, Shehin Yesod Kol HaTorah Kulo, Shein La'adam Cheluk B'Toras Moshe Rabbeinu, until he believes, Shekol dvareinu umikreinu kulam nisim ein b'yam teva uminaga shalaylam. And that's why the Torah makes such a fuss and so much of a focus on the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim or the Makas, etc., etc., is in order that we could focus on the nisim galuyim and extrapolate from there to the teva of our lives that we call the nisim nistarim. So everybody agrees that everything that happens in life is nisim nistarim, and everybody agrees that we need nisim galuyim in order to touch up the nisim nistarim. So what's the machlokes? Here's the var. Here's the yesod right now. Mamash, I think that there's a very tifa nekuda. Kriyas Yamsuf was the climax of the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We know that the Mitzrayim, five times, whatever happened by the Makas, we say in the Haggadah, four times or five times, whatever happened by the Makas, five times, whatever happened by the Makas, happened by Kriyas Yamsuf. It was an incredibly, incredibly powerful moment. Tremendous, tremendous nisim were going on there. Tremendous punishments of the Mitzrayim. Bayar Yisrael, the Sayyad Hashem Agdaila. We saw so much. And this is the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, the Avodram says that the reason we say Az Yashir every single morning in davening, it's in order that we should, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Mamash is Lashon. He says, we say Vayosha Bashir Sayan Vahu Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is where we're Mekayim, the Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim, Dafka Bashir Sayan. So two things were going to happen. Number one, the nisim of the maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf, we'll call it, is the climax of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the shira that we're going to sing, we didn't sing a shira when we left Mitzrayim. As a medrash, we said hallelujah, the first two proclam of hallelujah, but we didn't say shira as a shira for the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That was going to come after Kriyas Yamsuf. So first of all, Kriyas Yamsuf itself, and whatever we're going to get from Kriyas Yamsuf, and the shira that we have. That's how we mekayim Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. And not only that, we're going to say in the shira, we say in the Shir Shal Yom of Friday, the pasuk Nachayim Kisacha Me'oz Me'olam Ata. Says the Medrash Rabba in Parshas Peshalach. Nachayim Kisacha Me'oz Me'olam Ata. This is the Medrash. Afal Pisha Me'olam Ata. Even though Hashem, you always existed, but you didn't have a throne until Shira Sayam, until Az Yashir. Nachayim Kisacha, your throne, your Kisei HaKavod was established, Me'az, from the Shira of Az Yashir. Afal Pisha Me'olam Ata, even of course Hashem, you're always here. You're always running your world, but it's as if, so to speak, you were standing. You weren't sitting enthroned until Shira Sayam. Lo Nisi Yashir Kisacha, and you weren't known in your world on this level to be kavua as the maniga olam sitting on your throne up until this point. So the machlokes between Yehuda and Binyamin could be like this. We already had all the nisim of Kriyas Yamsu, of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now the maimed that we're going to remember every single day in davening, because the shira is going to go on this maimed.
Yeah.
Is this going to also be something that happens al pinei? Is this also going to be something that happens al pinei? And therefore, why? Because in order to extrapolate to the nisim nistarim, we need nisim gluyim. So does this shira need to also be part of that? Of that mahalach of nisim gluyim, so that when we say the shira every day, we're vita focusing on nisim gluyim and then extrapolating from that to the nisim nistarim? Or no, maybe now is the time we've already seen the nisim gluyim and we know the 10 makas and we're going to have Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. But what we remember every day needs to be, what we remember every day needs to be the nisim of shaloi alpi derech. I'm saying shaloi alpi neis, but rather the nisim that happened, the nisim nistarim. Meaning, is the daily zechiras yetzias mitzrayim the shira? So let me say it like this: Oz yashem Moshe v'nei Yisrael asashira azayis laHashem vayomru leimar. What does the word leimar mean? Every time the pasuk says vayedaber Hashem al Moshe. Leimar means Hashem speaks to Moshe. Leimar, to say to Bnei Yisrael. But over here, when Bnei Yisrael sang the Shira, Az Yashem Moshe Bnei Yisrael Sashira Azos LaHashem, Vayomru Ashira LaHashem. What do you mean Leimar? They said to say. The Zohar Kodesh says, they said that this should be the perpetual Shira that will say day in and day out to remember the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Should we be singing a Shira that's reflective of the Nisim Galuyim, or are we already at the point, and maybe this is what we should be singing the Shira about, the Nisim Nistarim, how an easterly wind blew all night and split the sea, and then came and toppled on the Mitzrayim afterwards. Should we be singing about the Nisim Nistarim? And the point is that from the Nisim Galuyim, we learn about the Nisim Nistarim, and that's what a Yid needs to have, like the Ramban says, otherwise you're not a Yid. If you don't believe that everything is happening, I'll pee. That everything is nisef shabukol yamimano. But what is the shira, the daily shira of Yetzias Mitzrayim? Is that already, are we still focusing on the melameh, which is the nisim al pi neis, or are we already seeing the shira is already, so what did we learn? We've already learned the lesson from the fact that there are nisim galuyim. Now we've already learned that everything is nisim nistarim, and let's think about it. Let's sing about it. Let's get excited about it. I think I once mentioned to you that Vinachlas David says that the godless of the Shira is that it captures the emotions of the time, that every time you sing that song again, you're tapping into the hergation and emotion that was felt at that time. That's the godless of a Shira. So this is specifically about Shira Sayam. It captures, it freezes the moment. It brings you back to that moment whenever you get back to that Shira. Oh, what is the moment? Are we capturing the Shalal Pi Darach HaTeva? Or are we capturing the Al Pi Darach HaTeva now that we know that all of Teva is really Nisim from Hashem? Could be that this is the machlokes between Yehuda and Binyamin. Yehuda is saying that already now is the time, in order for the future Daris to know that everything is Nisim Nistarim, let's sing the Shira on Nisim Nistarim. And Binyamin says, absolutely not. Right now, the shira that we're going to sing has to still be focusing on the nisim, which are the ma'ala mi'derech ha'teva. And from there, l'dor ha'doros will be the ones to extrapolate and look at our lives and apply it to the anhaga al derech ha'teva that we have in our lives. This, again, could possibly be the gather, the understanding of the machloikas between Yehuda and Binyamin al pi the shita of the Netziv. We're living in a tkufa, all of our, you know, it's so hard to understand. Sometimes, you know, you look at the tkufa, you speak to some people, and I spoke to multiple families who were so nervous, they were making starim for the first time. people were alone for Yom Tov and were so terrified of how it was going to be. And Lamaisa, many of them said to me, it was actually so beautiful. I didn't realize, never fathomed how beautiful, how exciting, how meaningful, how special it was. It wasn't what I'm used to, but it was so special. On the other hand, there's so many tzaras, so many tzaras. And so what is the emotion? We've discussed this before. And the one thing which I think everybody is clear with is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, I'm running the world now on my terms. It's my world. Everything that goes on, everything that you assumed or you took for granted, is mechitesi for granted. And vita, when is this going to be over? In a week, in 2 weeks, in a month, 3 months, 10 months, yesterday, a week ago. And we all know that we take don't know. So many plans were changed. So many things are different. So, and it's an opportunity that Avodas Hazman clearly is to realize that we're not the ones who are controlling the world, that somebody else is controlling the world. And that should be a tremendous source of comfort. It should also be a wake-up call to realize that no matter what happens, even when we are in the driver's seat and think that we're the one who's steering the wheel, there's somebody else, there's a teacher driver who's right next to us, is steering it at the same time and is allowing us to feel that satisfaction. That, oh, I'm steering this way, so it goes this way. I'm steering that way, it goes that way. When really he's the one putting it into my mind to go this way and that. As we go now into the last days of Pesach, it is the Yom Tov of Pesach. The Yom Tov of Pesach is the Yom Tov of Emunah. Michael, Yiramatza is a Michael of Emunah, Michael of the Mehemanusa. We're going specifically now into Shvi Shal Pesach, Achron Shal Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasha Zivugam Kriyas Yamsuf, Kasha Parnasasa Shaladam Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is the daily Shiras Hayam. If you don't come late to davening and have to skip it, it's something that we get to say every day, every single day. It's very, very, very powerful to tap into it, whether it's a Nisim Galuyim, whether it's a Nisim Nistarim. But the Maskana definitely needs to be how I get there. Again, there's definitely Nisim Galuyim that are shedding light to the Nisim Nistarim. What's the role of Kriyas Yam Suf? Well, clearly the Hashgacha was that Binyamin's Mahalach prevailed and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to look at his Lamaila Midarach HaTava Dekahan Haga, Lamaila Midarach HaTava Dekahan Haga, which was expressed through Kriyas Yam Suf, and to focus on it and get excited about it and learn more and more about it and what it means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could manipulate Teva and does manipulate Teva, how the good end up getting good and how the bad end up getting punished, and to extrapolate from that to our own lives, to relinquish ourselves to Hashem and say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bez Hashem, first of all, now I'll use this as a way to deal with everything that's going on. But more importantly, this is not going to last forever. Whatever the next step is, Hashem, let me remember everything that's happening is ki ata imadi, not just ata imadi. It's all you. I'm with you, not you with me. Hashem should bench us all, that we should have this tremendous clarity going into Achron Shel Pesach, and more importantly, taking it from Pesach. Every Mayad is a Ne'ila Sachag. Maybe a small Ne'ila Sachag this year, each one of us by our own Ne'ila Sachag. Let's lock in the Yom Tov. Let's be nailed the Yom Tov. Let's capture what this Yom Tov is giving us. All of the different things. Hopefully we're exposed to a lot. I'm not going to go then distract. But we're exposed to a lot less bad things this Yom Tov. Just being home and not having to be out with sometimes there's crowds and other things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you, we're going now into the Yemei Asira. We've already started counting Sphere. We're going into the Yemei Asira. We've already started saying the same bracha, Be'ezus Hashem, as we continue climbing up rung after rung after rung after rung in this ladder, getting ourselves towards the ultimate day of Shavuos. Let's continue to climb. Each day should be another day of Aliyah, of excited Aliyah, from the Yom Tov, the emancipation of Pesach, from being Avdei Para, Avadim, to the things that enslave us. Working our way up, Be'ezus Hashem, to the Yom Tov of Shavuos. Going through the Yemei Asira, we should be Zaycha. Going into Chodesh Iyar, which is Ani Hashem Re'sa'acha, Harim Talas. Should be Zaycha to big Refuas, big Yeshuas. Hold on to the Emunah. Continue to climb, continue to stay. Wish everybody a beautiful, wonderful day of the Yom Tov.
Amen. Yeshkoyach.
Yeshkoyach, Rabbi.
Yeshkoyach.
Thanks, Rav. Yeah.